You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Ben Valsler. Very soon we will return to our topic of super strong steels to find out why they make incredibly good armour. And actually, if you punch holes in them, their armour gets even better. But now I'm joined by Chris Smith for a roundup of this week's science news. Sufferers of cystic fibrosis, or CF, have a lower pH in their airways, and this impairs their ability to kill bacteria, which ultimately leads to increased infections, inflammation, and damage to lung tissue. CF is a genetic condition caused by mutations in the cystic fibrosis transmembrane conductance regulator, or CFTR gene. The CFTR protein regulates the movement of ions across membranes, including the lining of the lungs, and when it fails, it leads to the build-up of very thick, viscous mucus. People with cystic fibrosis are especially vulnerable to lung infections. And until now, it's not been clear how CF actually impairs the ability of the immune system to tackle infection. So writing in the journal Nature, Joseph Zabner and colleagues at the University of Iowa immobilized Staphylococcus aureus bacteria on solid grids of gold and placed these on the lung surface of both healthy and pigs with cystic fibrosis. Even a brief exposure to healthy lung tissue killed the bacteria, but only half as many were killed in the CF lungs. The airway surface liquid, or ASL, from cystic fibrosis pigs consistently killed fewer bacteria than that from their healthy litter mates. Now, that proved to us that airway surface liquid itself is capable of rapidly killing bacteria, and it proves that the effect was impaired in cystic fibrosis. Now, there were no obvious differences in the abundance of antimicrobial proteins in the different liquids, so the researchers concluded that it must have been some other chemical factor that was having that effect. And as the CFTR protein is linked with secretion of hydrogen carbonate, that's HCO3-, and that's an ion important in pH buffering, they decided that they would investigate the effect of pH. And they found that both in vivo and in vitro, CF lung fluids showed a lower pH. When they raised the pH of these lung fluids, it restored the ability to kill bacteria. So this is a simple and elegant study that suggests that correcting lung fluid pH could really help to prevent infection taking hold in the lungs of cystic fibrosis patients. And it could be achieved by something as simple as a bicarbonate aerosol.
Is it relatively easy to correct the pH? So if you had someone who had cystic fibrosis and you wanted to render their airways a bit more alkali with bicarbonate or something to compensate for this, is that quite easy to do?
Well, they certainly have been doing it in the cystic fibrosis pigs, and they found that it definitely does work in the lung. But how you then take that a step forward and say, well, we can now deploy this into people is slightly different, because it may be that an alkaline inhaler, as it were, is actually damaging, and it may be that actually working out the balance is quite difficult. So it looks like it should be very simple in theory, but I think they are being quite careful to say that we can't now just straight away go out and do this. It still needs a lot of research before we can actually make it into a medical use.